Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Just need to take a quick scan here into our beloveds in our virtual space. I'm so grateful that each of you has chosen this time, this space, to come together in spiritual community. And before we move into our message, I just want to take a moment to express gratitude for the consciousness, the sacred container that has been created for us. Ari, that's an original composition, and it was perfect. Thank you. Marcy, your song, I Say Yes, has always been dear to my heart, so thank you. To our friends band, who always, and our community singers, who always uplift us. To our virtual community, who choose to join us when there are thousands of options. I just say thank you. And to Sandy, for your prayer that opened us. To our practitioners, Nadine and Donna, who hold the high watch. And I remember when I came into Science of Mind, I was like, what does that mean, high watch? And now I am unable to be in any spiritual community without high watch. It's like if there's anything going on, call on the practitioner for high watch, because it holds the truth. It's the purpose of that. So I just want to express gratitude for this sacred container of consciousness in which we are sharing the next 45 to 50 minutes. And before we move into the message of love in the fire, transforming anger into sacred action, I just would like to create a context for why we're talking about anger this morning. And throughout the year, in many of the centers within Centers for Spiritual Living, the messages are guided by what's called the CSL Global Themes. And so Home Office, there is a committee that prepares a trajectory of themes, and many centers choose to embrace that. I've been speaking at other centers, and they've been using the August theme, the fear and the furious. And today, the focus is on mobilizing anger. And so we're consciously exploring the work of transforming the energy of anger into becoming something that's constructive, compassionate, and life-giving, life-affirming. And I share this background because later in this message, I'm going to be sharing a part of a personal journey. And I just wanted to know that the story is not the reason for the message. It is simply a place where this teaching has become real for me, where I have embodied the message of mobilizing anger into sacred action. And so with those words, let us go back to embers. Walls up, guarded. No one can get in. And with that, let's begin our message. There's something recognizable in those words. Walls up, guarded, no one can get in. Because sometimes that's exactly what anger feels like. We brace, we protect, we pull back, or maybe we push away. And sometimes anger comes out loudly, and we spill it all over everything. And sometimes no one even knows it's there, but we know. We feel it. We feel the constriction in our heart. We feel the heat in our body. We feel the relentless internal conversation of wanting revenge or taking things out on someone. And then, because we're spiritual people and, you know, we're on this spiritual path, sometimes we add another layer to all of that. We make a decision that we shouldn't be angry. We should be more evolved than that. And of course, we know that's called spiritual bypass. We should be more peaceful. We should be more loving. We should be more kind. But what if anger is not evidence that we have somehow failed spiritually? What if anger is trying to get our attention? What if anger raises a boundary that has been crossed, heightens our awareness of that boundary? What if we become aware dignity has been violated? And what if anger is when something we deeply cherish, value, has been threatened or lost? So anger can sometimes be a messenger that says something matters here. And that is the movement that I'm asking us to explore this morning. Very simply, anger awakens, awareness clarifies, and love directs next steps. So anger gets our attention. Awareness helps us to see clearly what the anger has touched. And love directs the energy of where we go next. So let's begin. Anger awakens us. Anger is information. So before awareness can bring clarity, and before love can give direction, anger gets our attention. It interrupts business as usual. It says, pay attention. There's sometimes like, feels like bright lights going off. It says something matters deeply right here, right now. And in that sense, anger is information. It may be signaling a hurt that needs acknowledgement. Maybe it's a value that matters deeply, or something within that can no longer remain unseen. That whole thing of revealing is healing, it's being revealed in order to be healed. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of Religious Science, now the CSL movement, says emotion uncontrolled produces chaos. That's that anger spilling out all over. Unexpressed, it produces confusion, conflict, and complexes. For energy will have an outlet. And so he's sharing two extremes with us. We can let the emotion run the show, or we can push it down and pretend it isn't there. But that's not what science of mind philosophy teaches. Science of mind philosophy empowers us with another possibility. We can develop a conscious relationship with what we are feeling. We can acknowledge it. And so because sometimes anger is carrying more than the event, it may be carrying grief. It may be carrying disappointment. It could be an old hurt that has suddenly been pushed, and the pain of not having spoken up and chosen not to use our creative power. And if we either unleash and allow that chaos, or if we suppress, we may be missing the message of the anger. So one of the important distinctions that I am learning about this is anger is information. It is not yet the instruction. It isn't guiding us to the next step. It is simply getting our attention and asking us to pay attention. And so what I've learned is that once anger has gotten our attention, it's very important for awareness to listen more deeply, to get quiet. And this distinction has become very personal for me. And so standing on this platform today, I'm going to share a little journey of the past, shall we say, several months. Not to revisit anything that has happened, but simply to share the embodiment of today's message of what it means to honor anger, listen for what it has come to reveal, and choosing what will guide the next step. This is not simply a message of intellect, it is a message I have embodied. And so the last time that I stood on this platform was mid-January. By the end of that week, my relationship with this spiritual community had transformed drastically. Many of us know my membership was terminated, my teaching privileges were terminated. It was painful. It was an extreme adjustment that I didn't know anything about, like for what reason, why. And the grief washed over me to be stripped from my students was extremely painful. And yet, over the past months, in spiritual practice, one day after my spiritual practice, picked up my phone, and many of you may have the same thing, received the New York Times morning, or it's called the morning or message. And it just has all the headlines, but there was an article about the gravitational pull. I'm not a science buff. That's Catherine. I'm not a buff of science. However, I did read this article and I got really excited because I was like, that's it. That's it. That's the movement of my life right now. Because it talked about when a wave comes in, and that's what I had felt like, was there was this wave of massive change that I had no control over. It was just simply a wave of massive change. That before the tide goes out, there's something called slack water. And I love that term. It was like, well, if the ocean is designed for a personal pause, for what reason would I not give myself permission to pause and allow spirit to guide divine right next steps? The beauty of being in the slack water is you don't have to know the next steps because the next steps are still being revealed. It is literally the universe's natural pause for the ocean. So slack water is kind of like how I feel where my life in my ministry is right now. It's like the wave of change came, felt the anger, and now I'm embracing this slack water. And what happens in the slack water is you become aware of being guided to the divine right next step. So for example, in April, I returned to Camp Cedar Ridge serving virtually as spiritual programs development manager. In May, my membership and teaching privileges were restored here. So it's like, everything is now beginning movement. I've rejoined the education team, getting excited about professional practitioner studies starting in September. So I feel the movement, but I don't have the arc, the big picture, and I don't need to have it. The other image that comes to mind is the Japanese art of kintsugi. And what happens is when pottery is broken, it isn't like they try to hide and put it back into its original form, try to hide the fracture. The art restores the piece in a new way. And the history is outlined with beautiful gold. And so all the pieces are put together carefully, and then it acknowledges the fracture. And it creates a new form of beauty. Neither the tide nor kintsugi can be rushed. I can't stand at the ocean and say, it's time for you to now pull out. It's going to do it in its own natural rhythm. And in the art of kintsugi, you cannot rush putting those pieces back together. You cannot rush the restoration. The pieces need to be put together and allowed to set. And then there's the application of the new beauty. And so what if anger allows us to feel what has been lost and simultaneously give us permission to look for a new form of beauty that is wanting to emerge? That has been my experience. And rather than talking about this more, I would rather that we go into an experience. That is my personal story of anger awakens, anger gets my attention, asks me to pay attention, and listening for spirit to guide. But I would like for us to experience that together. So if you're comfortable, I invite you to place both feet on the floor. Feel the support of the chair in which you are sitting, the support of the floor beneath your feet. If you're comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes, or if not, just simply a downward, soft gaze. And as we begin to relax, I invite you to take a deep, life-giving breath in. Really breathe in life. And exhale any uncertainty, anything that's unsettling. And let's do that one more time. Breathe in and exhale. Now gently bring to mind a recent moment of irritation, frustration, or anger. Doesn't have to be like a tsunami wave, just something that carries a little energy. Simply notice what happens in your body. Perhaps there's a tightening. Maybe there's some heat. A clenched jaw, gripped hands, maybe pulling back. Just notice. Let us remember the words from Embers: walls up, guarded. There's nothing here to judge. Your anger is simply saying something matters deeply. Now feel your feet against the floor again. Take another fuller breath. And allow just a little more space around what you are feeling. We are not trying to make the anger disappear. We are not pretending that what happened was okay. We are simply becoming present enough to see more clearly. In embers, the fire begins to brighten the darkness. So for this moment, let the fire become the light. Not something that consumes, something that reveals. Allow one word to emerge for what matters beneath the anger. Maybe it's dignity, truth, safety, integrity, justice, trust, freedom, abundance, belonging, love. No need to get intellectual and try to figure it out. Just notice what becomes clear. And now notice what happens as your attention moves from what you were against towards what you are for. If it feels comfortable, I invite you to place a hand over your heart. Feel the difference between defending something and standing for something you value. The fire has not disappeared, but perhaps now you know a little more about what it is asking you to honor. And if it feels comfortable, allow one or both hands to open. To open up in availability to the new goodness. You do not have to know the whole answer. You do not have to see the whole path forward. Simply become available to the next faithful step. Take one more breath. And when you are ready, allow your hands to rest. Notice the movement. The anger got your attention. Awareness brought a little more clarity. And now there is space for love to choose what happens next. Invite you to breathe in and exhale. And ever so gently bring your awareness fully back into this room, into our virtual community. Feel the chair beneath you. Feel your feet on the floor. Notice the sounds around us. Perhaps roll your shoulders. Maybe they got a little tense for a few minutes. Move your hands. And if your eyes have been closed or softened, allow them to be open when you are ready. And let's take another deep breath together. And exhale. And I give thanks for your willingness to participate in that experiential. What we just experienced inwardly eventually asks us to become visible outwardly. And that is where love begins to direct the fire into sacred action. So we've acknowledged the irritation, the anger. It awakened us to what is important. And now we have an open invitation to let love direct our next steps. Bless you. Reverend Dr. Sunny Cantrell, who is the spiritual leader, the elected spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, I saw a post on Facebook recently that she had posted. It says, "Love invites us to listen with an open heart, to speak with honesty and kindness, and to hold space for another's experience without judgment. This is not a passive love, it is a courageous love. And it is what it means to let love direct in the fire. Sometimes the intensity of our anger reveals the intensity of our caring. It might be something that was violated that was very, very important to us. And this is the heart of it. Anger reveals, love determines what we do with it. And this is where I hear the final movement of embers, the flames grow. The embers of the heart ignite. The fire is no longer simply protecting. It is no longer only illuminating. It is now directing us into some place to go. So love gives the fire purpose. Oftentimes we call it passion. What matters to us begins to take form through us. A boundary, a courageous conversation, standing beside someone, speaking when silence would have been easier, listening when defensiveness would have been easier, choosing an action that contributes to healing rather than adding more hurt. Love gives the fire purpose, and it is revealed in our actions. And when love leads, it becomes sacred action. And it doesn't have to be dramatic. It simply asks us to take the divine right next step and to have the courage to take it once it's revealed. So I invite you to ponder this. Could it be that what does transforming anger really look like? That it's not extinguishing the fire, meaning we're going to suppress it, we're going to spew it out all over, we're going to allow it to direct. But we're allowing that energy to move from a reaction to awareness, and from what we are against to what we are for. Again, in the experiential, we identified what's underneath. What's underneath the irritation? And from there, to take caring action. And when love directs the fire, that is transforming anger into sacred action. So as we move into our close, when anger arises, we don't have to shame it. And we don't have to shame ourselves. And we don't have to let it run the show. We can listen. We can let it show us what matters to us deeply. And we can choose what that fire will serve. So again, anger awakens, awareness clarifies, and love directs. And we don't need to know the whole path. We need to know the next faithful step, and to have the courage to take that divinely inspired step. So let the fire reveal what matters. It's okay to honor our anger. Let the fire reveal what matters. And then make a conscious choice to let love give it direction and put love into action. And rather than close the message today with a spiritual mind treatment, I chose excerpts from Ernest Holmes' Love Ye One Another. It was published in February of 2012 in the Science of Mind magazine, and it's taken from a Holmes reader on practical wisdom. And I'm simply inviting you to be comfortable and listen to his message. Love is God. And God is infinite, eternal, and omnipresent. Therefore, love is infinite, eternal, and omnipresent. It is the creative principle back of everything. I feel love as a stream of light flowing from God through me out into everything I think about today. I know this loving light is bringing peace and joy to all it touches. I know that in love there can be no separation, for love unites, love harmonizes. I know that love I express blesses all who are in any way touched by it. It heals every condition and harmonizes every experience. I claim and affirm I am immersed in love, the highest gift of heaven and the greatest good on earth. It is the truth of who we are, and so it is.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.